The two Illinois House districts that cover Bloomington Normal are getting lots of attention this election year. It's the first time incumbent Republicans Dan Brady and Keith Sommer have faced general election opponents in years. But there's a third House district in McLean County, too, and there's no incumbent protecting it. It's the 101st House district, and it includes communities like Hayworth, Leroy, Downs, Arrowsmith, and Saybrook. State Representative Bill Mitchell is not seeking re-election in that district, opening it up for a race between Republican Dan Calkins and Democrat Jen McMillan, both from Decatur. Calkins is a former Decatur City Council member who now serves on the Eastern Illinois University Board of Trustees. He owned his own assisted living company until selling it 2 years ago. He told me his key issue is fiscal restraint.
I saw the issues that were going on in Springfield and the discord, the inability to find some common grounds. Adult leadership was necessary. So I felt like I should offer myself up.
If Governor Rauner were to lose the election to presumably Democrat to J.B. Pritzker, what steps would you take to still be a productive member of the General Assembly, even if you, the Republicans did not hold the governor's office?
Well, I think that's going to be a challenge, but it's a challenge now. I mean, the Republicans are in the supermajority in the Senate, and they're in a minority in the House, and I'm not sure that we're going to flip the House. We have to flip 9 seats, and even though we flipped 5 seats 2 years ago, I don't anticipate 9 seats changing hands in November. But it will require a steady, I think, reasoned adult conversations to be had amongst my constituents, in Springfield, the whole group. You know, they do work on things, and there are bipartisan efforts in spite of what you want to hear or read. And I think there are opportunities. I hope so. I believe that this to be the case, that there are going to be opportunities where both sides can come together and have a reasonable discussion and work on solutions that are best for Illinois. We need to find a way to quit spending money we don't have. We need to find a way to attract businesses and keep people and bring people back to Illinois in order to grow our economy, in order to grow this state, to get it back to where it was. And the thing that I I'm kind of curious about, really, if you want money for social programs, that money has to come from somewhere. And we have taxed our citizens to the max already. So how do you get more money in Illinois? How do you collect more money in state government? You grow the economy. We need to look at Indiana and Wisconsin and Iowa and Missouri and Kentucky. How have they done it? What have they done? Let's emulate some of the things that our sister states have done all around us, and their economies are doing very, very well. And let's adopt some of those things and bring them back to Illinois. And let's grow our economy. Let's make this place prosperous again.
That's Dan Calkins, who will face Democrat Jen McMillan on November 6th in the 101st House District. You'll hear an interview with McMillan on Monday on Sound Ideas.